October 30th, 2022. Word green here, 12:13 hours by my watch. Well, one watch, 12:12, by this watch, it's slow. I'm listening to my video. I have to. I have to monitor my video after I make it, so I'll be listening to that in the background. While I'm opening a new package, which just arrived, I want to share this, my new package. The new package, this was the last order I made, too. This is very fast delivery. Thank you to the delivery people and the shipping people and the sellers. But this is what we got. So, I want to keep it on my eye level here where you can see it. This is what I got. One thing. That's a DeWalt.
He has come upon AS. He has passed along through
quarter inch grinding wheel.
He deposits his article.
4.5 inch. That goes with the grinder. I ordered three of those. Three grinding wheels.
Let your voice out.
I think it's aluminum oxide, isn't it? That's what they make it from. That's what they use to grind steel.
Oh, you afflicted one, Anathoth.
It's a really tough material.
Run away. The inhabitants of Gibeon.
I'm just trying to think if that's exactly what it is, aluminum oxide, or is something I'm missing there in that description.
He raises his hand, threatening.
I mean, aluminum's not as hard as steel, surely, but aluminum oxide's different.
The true Lord, Jehovah of armies, is lopping off
so
boughs with a terrible crash.
Yeah.
And those tall in growth are being cut down, and the high ones themselves
grinding wheels
low. And he has struck down the thickets of the forest with an iron tool. And
I'm surprised it doesn't say on the disc. Like,
itself will fall.
It's DeWalt, DeWalt grinding disc.
10, there's a lot.
I'm surprised it doesn't say aluminum oxide's somewhere on there.
And how Jehovah's going to use
give the actual formulation of what it is.
In some area down.
It should do that.
And apparently not yet happened, so it's a prophecy.
It apparently doesn't do that. Well, we can look it up, though. We can find out. I mean, I'm sure somebody knows what it's made of, you know, but...
Although, wait a minute.
I'm going to put those aside and see what we got here. Look at this. That's the grinder. Oh, yeah, that's the grinder. Okay. So let's open that up first and get that out of the way.
Not been accomplished yet.
I'm uploading my videos, but I want to monitor, play back the video.
It's a prophecy, but
I'm not checking the video content. I'm just checking the audio. But
perfect.
Yeah, I can see the video content as well if I go in that room. If I go in the computer room,
that would be prophetic.
My main room, my monitor area. So this is it right here. Wow.
The translator here.
Handle.
Was able to gather that it was shot.
Got the.
It's not done yet.
I think that's for attaching the disc, maybe. That piece. And then there's the wrench you use to tighten it. Then there's the handle.
I wonder how that
it has a screw, screw end on it. You screw the handle onto the device. This grinder has epoxy on the wires internally to prevent the dust from affecting the wires. It's got a guard, a blade guard. It has, the other thing is it has more than one place you can screw the handle on. And it only costs, this is heavy too, it weighs 3 pounds. 4 pounds, between 3 and 4, anyway. Look at this. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, it's the smallest or lightest one I could get, which is a 4.5 inch grinder made by a company that is really well known in the world, Bosch, a German company that makes tools. I own a Bosch jigsaw. It's the only other Bosch tool I own, but I'm being brand loyal here. But this was the best price. gets 5/8 11 UNC thread.
That was the 14 years that Paul was talking about.
That threading. 5/8 11 UNC. That's what it's called. Which means 11 threads per inch. 5/8 diameter. 5/8 of an inch diameter, 11 threads per inch. That's because,
which there is,
when you screw that on, do you? That screws on. That screws on to that. This plate screws on. It's got threads on the inside of that hole. It'll screw right onto that.
That was in 44
centimeters. And then there's, that's interesting. There's another plate here. It has threads in it too. There's more than one plate. At least two plates in there.
That was the year Paul went up
to use for mounting. I'm not sure why there are two different plates. I'm sure there's a reason. It may be that there's a different way of mounting some of the different tools that have to be mounted with different clearances, because some of them have more or less more or less, that's the box. There it is. It's back in the box. Some discs that you will attach may have more or less profile difference in the profile of the way they're mounted, and they may extend a different distance. And that may affect why you use a different ring to mount it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet, but there's got to be a reason for it, which that's the only reason I can think of right now. But these are my triad. They're pro foot triads. Triad foot spacers. Foot orthotics.
But he went up to Jerusalem after 3 years of being in Damascus.
Right, that's one. Here's the other one.
And then in Galatians chapter 2, after 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem. That doesn't sound like he went up.
Two pairs of these orthotic triads that I already had. I already had two of these. I already had one pair of them. I mean, I had one pair, and now there's two more pairs of them. There's one size fits all, because they're only a 3/4 length. But I was using them already. They're size 8 to 13. It's not one size fits all. It's size 8 to 13. It's supposed to fit sizes 8 to 13. Look at this. We got three new orthotics to try. Dr. Scholes?
Great famine was about to come upon the entire inhabited earth. That's a revelation.
Sport?
It didn't say in Galatians that Paul went up as a result of his own revelation.
Excuse me. Dr. Scholes, sport?
Now, this revelation of Agabus led Paul to be sent here.
So that's got to be cut open. That's not... That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate because it's not easy to cut.
And verse 30, by the hand of Barnabas and Saul.
Did I damage it? I hope not.
That was the 14 years talked about in Galatia. They went even up by way of the revelation.
I've already damaged it. Maybe I've damaged it, so I can't use that knife. Just a minute.
Chapter 2, when you read it, one moment, he says, because of the false brothers brought in quietly.
One moment, please. S'il vous plaît. One moment. Moment.
There are always false brothers. That doesn't apply to any particular time.
Un momento.
But Paul said here, whatever sort of men they fall.
Okay, I'm getting it slowly here.
He said, no, here it is.
Okay. I almost damaged it again. That's very close to damaging these things.
Privately he laid this before.
It's very dangerous to try and open this. It's very difficult to open some of these plastic containers. They're difficult. You don't want to cut toward yourself. You don't want to cut yourself with a sharp knife like this. You could really do damage with this kind of a knife. For the plastic itself can do you damage. There we go. Okay. Let's put the knife away right now before somebody gets hurt. That's the way I think of these knives. They're just...
James.
You know, they're very...
Peter.
Very dangerous. Okay. Put the guard back on. Put it away. Open it up. See what we got. See if I damaged it.
James and Peter.
I did not. Did not damage them. Here they are. I'm going to get my boots because I want my Danner boots. I want to try these in my Danner boots. That's the next thing. But to do that, I'll have to cut them. You know, that's the problem, right? And that I can't do that maybe on camera. This is maybe just an unboxing. Yeah, I can't do it on camera. I'm going to have to try different things. But let me show you the other things I got. This one, just also in the same box, arrived. These are my Super Adapt. Super Adapt. They're beautiful. Adapt Max. Super Feet Adapt Max. Run insoles. I mean, they look good too, but they have some curvature, some fancy, beautiful curves to them. Really beautiful. Really beautiful. Amazingly beautiful things. They even look different colors at different angles. See that? They look like a different color. That's just a camera trick. That doesn't look like that in real life. Maybe that's just the monitor that I have on my camera. Look at this. It's a iPhone 6S, my camera. So look at this. I mean, that's... They have some arch to them, like there's an arch support built in. I like the look of it. It looks like it fits my foot to me. But I'm gonna have to put on some better socks, cleaner socks, clean socks for this. Can't wait to try these. This is gonna be fantastic. I don't know if they'll fit in the Danner. I am gonna try them because I'm too excited not to try these. These look so incredible. Don't they look beautiful? I mean, they cost like $50. I mean, these are not in it. Just for these, $50 for this alone. Not cheap.
A reiteration of something that happened earlier
but
in Acts.
Now that I see them, I can see they're worth $50. That's I think, for sure. Look what I have in here. In my boots. In the boots already, I have these old triads, which are the same as those ones there that just arrived. They're made by Profoot. I did not know these were made by Profoot because they didn't say Profoot on them. But that's what they say they're made by. Okay, so let's try the right one. Let's try this one, the right one, in the right shoe. Right here. Putting it in, right? Okay. Putting it in. I could put it in under. I could take the existing insole out too. The one that's here now in the boot. The boot has its own insole. That actually fits into the boot. That fits. That's amazing. Okay. Let me get the socks. Get some clean socks.
Let's go back. Let's look at John now, chapter 10. It's a very.
These are the socks I wore yesterday, so they're. There, I didn't wear them for long. They don't have any odor at all. They're very clean, so I'm going to put those on. Try these. Just see. These are Thorlo socks. They're Thorlo synthetic socks, and they're very fast drying socks, which makes them excellent socks. In addition to the smart wool that I have, that say smart wool right on them. They're wool socks, those ones, but these are synthetic. You know what? I think it's going to fit. I think I can put these right in. Right in the boot. I think I can put these in the boot on top of the existing. I think it's going to maybe work. And I don't have to tie it super tight to prevent the slipping of that heel, maybe, but... No, it still slips. Maybe. I don't know yet. I think it's going to still slip. But I can still put the triads in there. That's the other thing. But I'm going to put new triads. Not the old triads. Open up a new... But I also have... Before I do that... Look at this. Look at this. The other thing that came. One more thing that arrived. Are the super green. Super green inserts. These are the most popular of this type. They're said to work the best, but they don't have the rounded shape. They're not rounded, so they won't fit inside the boot, which has a rounded shape inside the boot. The existing insoles in the boots have a rounded curve to them. They're not square like that. So I don't think that's what I want, but possible. So these are like this, right? Two of these. That's what they look like. That's what they are. There's no real arch support in these at all. I didn't realize. I did not realize that these have no arch support. Well, they do, though. Wait a minute. They do. Yeah, they do. Sorry. Well, they do. They have that much, but not like the other ones. Of course they do. They have this. It's not really an arch support. It's not really an arch support. But I guess it is. It certainly doesn't look like it compared to the other ones. Okay, so let's put these away. It's important to have... What the reason I'm doing this, I want to show people that it's important to have several of these different kinds. It's important to have several different kinds of these on hand at all times. Let me turn that down.
This is why the Father loves me. Because I surrender my soul.
It's important. That's too loud still. Hang on. Okay, yeah, it's important to have multiple options with regard to these orthotics on hand. Have them on hand. It's important because if you do have them on hand, you can make adjustments to your shoes, and if you don't have them on hand, you can't do anything. It makes a big difference. So, and it did take me a lot of shopping. I didn't just buy the first ones I saw. I always want to spend as little money as possible, and I won't buy a $50 item unless it's known to be the best, you know. Like in that case it was. For the green ones, these are top rate. These are the best rated in an independent review. The very best, like the Superfeet Green are the best, but I know these are probably better. The Adapt Max run insoles by Superfeet. They're probably better, but they're just these ones, right? They're just a little more expensive. They're a little fancier. They're designed to fit maybe in running shoes. Maybe that's why they're not used by everybody. That's probably what it is, I think. But anyway, let me see if I can get these out. Do these come out? Why is that? I'm going to have to cut that. Cut this. I'm going to have to cut. I don't want to use the sharpest knife, because if I do, I could hurt myself. So I use a duller knife. And then I can get these out more easily, right? Okay. So they fed it right through. It was fed right through. It had a hole right through. They fed it right through one of the holes. These insoles have holes in them, and they fed this little... whatever we call it, zip tie. They fed it right through the insole. So if I'd not been careful, if I tried to yank these out without cutting that strap, I could have definitely ripped these or damaged them, destroyed them even. So it was good that I did not do that. Okay, let me put this orthotic. Well, first of all, let's put the other one in the left boot. Okay, get the old one out. We got the boot. Take the old triad out, right? It's this one. That's going to be retired, be used as a spare. If we need it for some older shoes, we can use it, right? Something we could use it for. The amazing thing is these that I bought are exactly fitting in the boot. I mean, they just have about half a centimeter at the end. Quarter of an inch clearance at the end, something like that. Not much. They're perfect. It's a perfect fit. Don't have to cut them, and I can just put the boot on and see whether this will do or not. Let's see here. I untied my right boot. Now I wish I hadn't done that, because I want to tie these up again and just quickly walk around, see whether this is going to work I do not know. You never know with shoes. You have to tie them up, and you have to maybe even try tying them up a few different ways, too. Tight, loose. You have to try whatever you can do. Okay. Let's see. Let's see here. Right? Let's see. Yeah, my right heel is still slips. Okay, so the right heel slips, but now I've got an extra insert in there, which is a really good orthotic. I mean, it's going to support my foot even better than the one that was there that came with the boot. The one that came with the boot does not have as high of an arch as that. Not quite as high. It's pretty good. These Danners are good. Now I'm going to put brand new insole, the 3/4 triad insole, in the heel of the shoe. It goes all the way back in the heel. And the purpose, maybe I should put it underneath the insole. That's possible too, because it won't move around maybe as much. But then I can't adjust it if I need to, if it slips, right? So I want to put it in the heel. Here we go. See? I'm going to try it and see whether that works. But why? You don't tie that. Tying it. Okay, let's see. These are good boots. They're good boots. Vibram soles. Let's get the other one in. Let's get the other one in. Okay. I don't know. I won't know till both are on. The heel is just going to slip, I'm afraid. They just... But I don't mind having them up one size too big, because I don't have to wear these for most things. I can wear them for things in which I'm not doing a lot of walking. They can still be used for something very important in my workshop, for example. I can use them as a work boot, so I'm not I'm not going to give up trying to find ways to make them fit better either. I'm just going to try some different things. Well, that slips. That's not really any better. No, that's worse. That's worse having that in there. It's not better. I don't know why. It feels like there's something wrong. Is it not in place? No, it was in place. It doesn't go in. Oh, no, it's not in. It's not in the way that the other one was in. Yeah. Okay, let's try that. Try that. It wasn't all the way in. It's kind of on the side. Try it again. But, I mean, you could glue them in, too, if you want. You know, I mean, you could do whatever you, if you really know what you want, once you figure out what you need, you could glue in the insole if it would help hold it in place. If that solved the problem, you know what, if they fit snugger, but that heel still slips. It still slips. So I think they just need to be broken in. I think they just need to be, or I have to figure out how to narrow the heel down somehow, which is going to be a different thing. Something different has to be done. I've never, you know, I mean, you can do anything. Let's try something else. Let's try the green. Maybe we will try the green because they're already open. We've got the Dr. Scholzer there. We don't need these. We don't need these triads. We'll take the triads out. Let's try not using those because they don't seem to help. Let's take these out. Put those aside. And that's that. Okay. Let's put the green in there. The green Superfeet. They seem to be thicker in the heel, possibly, because they don't have as deep a heel cup, maybe. Or maybe they do. Which one? You got to put the right one in the right boot, the left one in the left boot, as if I didn't know that, as if you didn't know that, but I was trying to do the other one. I was doing it the other way, the wrong way. Okay, that looks pretty good. Well, that fits. It looks good in the boot. Looks good in the boot. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's good. This is why they're so popular, maybe. See, even if they don't fit in terms of the way the bottom is shaped, that it's not the only issue, because the thing is, that's the some of these orthotics are designed so that they bridge across, and then that provides cushioning with an air pocket underneath, so they can bridge across the curve of the existing insole. They don't have to be curved; they can be flat across the bottom, and they're still going to give you cushioning because the air cushion underneath. Don't forget the air cushion underneath. That can give cushioning. That's air is the best cushion in many cases. So does that fit? No, it's not bad. It's no worse. I think it's no worse and no better than the other ones. But I don't think I prefer the green here. I'm going to save the green for something, but I'm not going to use them right now. That's what I think. But also, what I could do is take out the existing. Where is it? I can't get them. Hang on. They're not coming out. What's happening? Oh, okay, they're actually... they're coming apart. They actually come apart. If you see, they do come apart. You see this? They can separate. I was trying to separate them because I thought I was pulling out the insole on the inside of the boot. The other thing I could do, you see, is take out... you can take out the insoles on the inside of the boot. They don't have much thickness. It's very thin. But I could take that out, okay? Put that aside. It's got all the foot powder on it, but I can put it over here with the old triads. Let's put... It's flat on the inside, so that's... we'll put the green one in first, because it's flat on the bottom. Okay, so that'll fit nicely, I think. And then we'll put... this one on top of the green one and see what we get. See what we end up with then. See if that works. If that works on this foot, it might not work on... yeah, if that works on this foot, it'll be okay for the other one because the other foot's smaller. But if it doesn't work on this foot, we're in trouble. Because if it's too big for this... if the shoe ends up being too small now, with those both in there. But this is my idea. This could easily be the best. Oh my goodness, that actually fits perfectly on the left. It's fine. And the right's not slipping a lot. It's just that it slips, right? So we want... it's better if it doesn't slip, because you can get blisters. But, you know, the slipping might go away after the boot's broken in. It helps to break them in, but let's get out the insole came with the boot. That's it. That's the Danner insert that came with the boot. Put the right one in, the right green, the green insole, super feet green. Put that in. That's going in the bottom. The flat part of the boot is the bottom. It's flat in the bottom. So the Danner insoles are fairly flat on the bottom, and that's why they fit in the bottom of the boot, because it's flat. So we want to put a flat insole, possibly, if we have that. It may not be the best way to do it either, because like I said, sometimes an air pocket is the best to have underneath the insole. But I'll try all of these methods. If the way that I do it doesn't work, I'll try the other methods. Now, I'm not using the triads. I'm just using two pairs of $50. It's $100 worth of insoles I've got in there now with it's a $310 pair of boots with $100 worth of insoles. That's what I've got. So it's $410 now that I've got into these boots. Look at that boot. That's better. That almost cures, it's almost completely cured the slipping. It almost completely cures it. So, it's harder to get it to slip now. It's more difficult to get it to slip. So that's a good idea. Because these boots are slightly oversized. Slightly. Oh. I've got damage on the boot, on the leather. I've damaged the leather here. It's got a little bit of a tiny mark on the toe. No, that's not good. It's got a tiny mark here on the toe. You won't even see it from that angle, probably, but I've got to put something on there like dubbin. I've got to put something to soften the leather. I've got dubbin. I've got saddle soap. Actually, I have saddle soap. That's a good thing to use, I think, too, for leather. I've got some saddle soap, and I'm going to use that, I think. That's for washing, too. Conditions and washes the leather. So I've already damaged these by going outside and raking leaves and, you know, kicking into some old dead branches or something. That's how that got damaged. So I don't really want to wear these anymore for doing that because it's going to damage them. That's too bad. It's too bad because I've only worn them once and they've already got damage. How can you fix that? You can't really fix it. But that's it. Okay, so what else? Oh, you know what? We should try the Dr. Scholl's. Yeah. I should try Dr. Scholl's now. But these need to be cut. So, in order to put these in, well, I could just trace. Easy to do, right? It's easy. I can just trace the one I've got. Trace this one, cut out around it, and I've got it. So I need my large scissors, preferably the big ones. There we go. Let's see. We can line these up together lengthwise, and then cut this. Size 9 or size 8? I've got 9s. I'm going to cut them like this. I'll follow the 9 size guideline. More or less. Anyway, okay, so that's that. Let's try that. Put that in. On top of the super green. Dr. Scholl's are going in on top of super green. See, they have a cushion on the bottom of them right there in the heel. They're special also. Let's try and get those in there. And they have some kind of special structure to them, an arch support. They're not as professional, I don't think, as the... They're certainly not as expensive. I don't think they were maybe $20 for these. These are not expensive, but these might provide more of a cushion or a bigger space... Bigger filling might feel better. They don't feel better. Wait a minute, something wrong with them. Oh, they've got something hard in them. So when I put my foot in, I feel something under my foot that feels hard. It's not soft. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. What is it? It's hitting against the orthotic underneath it. It's hitting against it, but it in itself, the Dr. Scholl's has a hard thing in it. It's good. And it's not in the right place for my arch. It's no good. Where is it? Yeah. It's this. This thing is made of hard plastic. And that's not in the right place for my arch. My arch is somewhere back here. This is pressing on my foot in a way that it should not do. So that I can't use. So I'll just leave I'll leave the other Dr. Scholl uncut for now. That'll be it. I'll be done for now. That's the new report on the orthotics. I think it's been hugely successful. But I still have two pairs of these that I can use in some other shoes. Maybe I'll even use these in the Elmeros, possibly. Or I could, yeah. I don't think I can use the Dr. Scholl's at all because they're not going to feel good in any shoes that I wear, seeing as they have that hard plastic right underneath, like it's underneath this part of my foot instead of under here, where it should be for the arch. It's somewhere under here, which it hurts, or doesn't quite hurt yet, but it will hurt over time. It will be, that's the piece I cut off. Throw that away. Okay, I missed the garbage, but get that figured out later. So this is it. We're done. I'm going to take these boots off again as soon as I do my final test here. Jehovah willing here. Here we go. So that's it. So look, it's good, isn't it? It's very nice. This is good. This is great. It's great. No, actually, they fit better now with the orthotics in. But I've got more, $110 worth of orthotics in the shoes right now, at least with not including tax. $310 before tax for the shoes. These boots. $110. That's $420. $420 for these boots with the orthotics in there. But I also get two more orthotics I can use somewhere else. The Danners. I can use these, and I have two Red Wing. The Red Wing insoles I still have. Because I took them out. I was using something else in those. Or is it the Red Wings? I'm not sure what I've got inside those Red Wings. Oh, I've got those air cushion. Yeah, those air pillow insoles. Wait a minute. Let me see. That's a good point. Rubber insole. Look at this. This is what came in the Red Wing boots. They have their own rubber insole. Red Wing Comfort Force. Comfort Force. It says Comfort Force. Maybe you can read it. Comfort. Yeah, Comfort Force. Comfort Force. And that's what Red Wing. These are the boots, the Red Wing boots that I have. They're black. The sole is disintegrated. Let me show you. This is what you get when you use cheap rubber, I guess. The sole just rots away by not even being used. Just sitting in the closet, the sole just dissolves with the boot sitting in the closet. It just falls apart. See that? Just falling apart. Just completely, catastrophically self-destructing. That's what you get for cheap, with cheap rubber. I don't understand that, but hopefully that does not happen to the Vibrams. Red Wing. Where does it say Red Wing? This way. It's Red Wing. You see the Red Wing? It's got a red wing on there. That's a Red Wing. Because it's Red Wing. You're made by Red Wing. And it's good, really good quality leather in the boots. They're probably a bit big for me too, but I used to put the air pillow insoles that I had, the rubber, soft, squishy rubber. I used to use those. See, I could put this into these boots that I've got on now too. I could add another layer, but I think we're at pretty well the limit of how many layers I could add. Because they're starting to squash my toes in the height. They will squash those. My toes will get squashed, right, if I put too much. But they're still very, they feel good. They're snug. They feel perfect, I think. They're not bad at all. So There's the Novum song coming on the video. Through the eyes of a child. A band that never existed called Novum. But they did record some songs before they were killed tragically in a van accident. All of them died. They were just students. They were just college students. College students. And they were music students, I guess, or something, but they somehow got together as a group. It's very touching, you know, it really moves me. So this is Ward Green, it's 12:53 hours, October 30th, 2022. I love you very much. Bye for now.